This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency has formally notified Wells Fargo of additional enforcement actions because of its behavior in its auto and mortgage lending lines. Joint Committee on Taxation said that economic growth from the tax cut will only offset $407 billion of the $1.5 trillion cost of the tax cut over the next decade. This analysis complicates the Republican argument that the tax bill will essentially pay for itself. Cases of sexual harassment, assault, and misconduct on airplanes are not collected in a centralized database, making it difficult to determine how frequently they occur. The FBI conducted 58 investigations of reported sexual assault on planes from January to September 2016, up from 40 during all of 2015, according to the Bureau. South Dakota state officials said that a federal agency's diagnosis of a recent leak in TransCanada Corporation's Keystone Pipeline could signal a systemic problem and could lead the state to revoke the permit that allows the company to operate the pipeline. National survey by the Australian Human Rights Commission in 2012 found that one in four women had been sexually harassed at work in the preceding 5 years. Israel Horowitz, a well-known playwright, Russell Simmons of Def Jam and many other businesses, and Don Burke, Australian television star, became the latest to be caught in the swirl of sexual harassment and assault allegations. Skinny or skimpy health care policies that are now being allowed under a Trump executive order are particularly attractive to the millions of people who don't qualify for federal subsidies. Only about half of the 17 million people buying coverage are subsidized, according to the Congressional Budget Office. Another target audience would be the 28 million who are uninsured. And some brokers are deliberately promoting the policies without pointing out that they do not meet the same levels of coverage of ACA plans. Women, including Katie Couric and others, are responding to Alabama senatorial candidate Roy Moore at #MeAt14 with pictures of what they look like at 14 years old when Moore reportedly abused a young Alabama woman when he was 32 and she was 14. As recently as 2010, Americans 65 and older comprised about 20% of the population, but 33% of the wealth population defined as those ranking above the 95th percentile. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.